Good morning, everyone. Thanks for Dan organizing this symposium. I'm very happy to take this opportunity to introduce part of my research here. Today I give the title Soil Organic Carbon Sequestration and Crop Production in Urban Land of China based on long-term experiments. I will give you three aspects of this presentation, introduce long-term experiments in urban land of China, then give some soil carbon sequestration visualization, then future research. For long-term experiments, you may all know it's very famous in the world is Rosanti Research in UK and more plots in Illinois University. Now in China, we also have two long-term experiments for the soils and fertilization network. One is we call the chemical fertilizer network. This little experiment established in 1918. At that time, about 18 long-term experiments through 2022 provides. These long-term experiments, one-third continue. Now they give the much information for effects, rate, and ratio of chemical fertilizer. Second long-term experiment in China is we call the soil fertility long-term experiment established in 1990. This, you can see that that time we have a line set for different soil types and different crop systems in all of China. So now we have about 17 long-term experiments all of China, including the 12 soil classification, the 10 major rotation system for all of China. Here I give you some photos to show our long-term experiment. This is red soil long-term experiments in Qiang County, Hunan Province. This is wheat, maize, two crops annually. Dan have been there. And many also some friends there. This is Chao soil long-term experiment in Zhengzhou, Hunan Province. This is also two crops annually, wheat, maize. This is Lucin soil long-term in Yangling, Shaanxi Province. Also wheat, maize, two crops annually. This is paddy field long-term experiments in Nantong, Jiangxi Province, two crops annually. This is paddy field also, but it's rice, rapeseed rotation, two crops annually. For these long-term experiments, usually we have these several treatments. One is control, we call it no fertilization. Another is chemical fertilizer such as nitrogen plus phosphorus of nitrogen phosphate potassium, and this also chemical fertilizer plus manure, high uplift rate of chemical fertilizer plus manure, NPK with straw rate and also some manure. So based on these experiments, we have many data for soil carbon sequestration. We focus on soil organic carbon because it's core, it's basic soil fertility, it's very important for soil productivity. We have many data showing that usually the crop yield increase with soil organic carbon in different regions. We have statistical data that usually the normal years crop yield is high relation with soil organic carbon. And in China, with soil organic carbon increased by 1 ton per hectare, can get yield 100 to 300 kilograms per hectare. And also the stability of crop yield increased by 5%. So we believe, we can see that the enhance of soil organic carbon sequestration can ensure crop productive and also stability of crop in China. That means soil organic carbon is very important for high and stable crop yield. Just show we have a long-term experiment little work. We have about 17 long-term experiments all over the China. We based on this data, we calculated the carbon sequestration. This is the equation we use to estimate carbon sequestration. This is soil organic carbon at the time minus soil organic carbon at the initial, then time divided T. This is the soil organic carbon sequestration. We estimated the carbon input from the agricultural system. From root and stubble, we use some parameters such as for wheat is 4 to 7% for stubble and around 22 to 30 is just for root system. Based on this data, you can see in different regions, you can see the different response. Usually, NPK plus manure is the soil organic carbon substitution increased. But for control, for CK, usually some cases a little bit decreased, sometimes increased. We found that this increase or decrease have changed the wave polarization, also changed the in different with regions, such as in different regions, this is for different regions in China. You can see usually, if low polarization, the soil organic carbon decreased by 7 to 18%. But if you apply chemical fertilizer alone, you can see the organic carbon increased by 8 to 68%. But if you apply chemical fertilizer plus manure, the organic carbon increased by more than 18%. If you chemical plus strong rate increased by more than 15%. This is just show the different fertilization have different carbon input. We found that in the same region, the soil organic carbon substitution rate increased with amount of carbon input. You can see this is different region. So from this data, we can get the very good relationship between carbon input and soil organic carbon substitution. We found that it's a linear relationship for different regions. You can see this for different data. From this linear relationship, we can get the two very important values. One is the slope of the linear relationship. This slope, this means how much percentage carbon input become to soil organic carbon. We call this is conversion coefficient or soil carbon substitution rate. This is one set in Qiang. This means 0.1, this means 10%. The substitution rate is 10%. The conversion coefficient is changed with set. You can see in north part, usually is decrease with temperature. You can see in north of China, usually the conversion coefficient is higher than south of China. In north of China, the conversion coefficient is about 20 to 30%, but in north of China, it's around 10%. This respond also give another major point is we call this point. This point means if we input carbon this amount, the carbon will be maintained, not increased, not decreased. So we call this point is carbon input to maintain soil organic carbon. This relationship, soil organic carbon with carbon input, we can use to get farmers to apply the manure or straw to improve the soil fertility for sustainable agriculture. Here I give you some data, such as in Qiang, you have the initial soil organic carbon 8.6. If you want to maintain this soil organic carbon, you need to have maintain carbon input 0.8 ton. That means if you want to maintain this soil organic, you need to apply the manure, fresh pig manure, 18 ton per hectare per year, or rest straw 2.3 tons per hectare. If you want to increase the soil organic carbon, yes, such as you want to increase soil by 10%, that means such as Qiang, you want to increase soil organic from 8.6 to 9.4, you need to input carbon 1.8 tons per hectare. That means you need to apply the rest straw 4 tons annually. Yeah, this is the relationship used for farmers to increase soil organic. So in future, we know we have many long-term experiment data for one crop annually, two crops annually for upland, upland paddy rotation or paddy field. We focus on the soil functions. We want to further create the soil organic carbon to keep good soil functions. This is a relationship of soil organic carbon with soil coating. You can see with the soil can increase the soil functions, water nutrient holding, productivity also increased. We want to find this data. This point is we call this critical soil carbon. We want to find this point to keep good soil functions. We based on long-term experiments, we studied the soil organic carbon. We also use the laboratory analysis. We also compare with long-term experiments with short experiments. We also use green or horse experiments. We also do some modeling. For soil organic carbon, we do the research in the following areas. One is total organic carbon environment and sequestration. Second one is soil organic quality and influence factors. Third one is modeling. Last one is mitigation of the greenhouse gases, especially carbon dioxide and nitrogen oxide back fertilization. Here are some of our publications for your reference. We welcome you to visit China. We have a long-term experiments network. We want you to do some collaboration. Thank you for your attention.